A scary situation in the second inning. Pirates right-hander Ryan Vogelsong, he had to leave the game. He was hit in the head by a pitch. He left the game on a cart, but he was sitting upright. We'll have more coming up in sports at 4:15. Traffic and weather after that will go to CNBC for the closing market report. The Dow, NASDAQ, and the S&P all closing in negative territory. The Dow down 8. S&P down 4 and the NASDAQ down 3. Last Friday, an attorney for two inmates in the Butler County Jail filed a motion to have them removed from the facility after they alleged that they had been subjected to repeated sexual assault by someone who works there. Now, an arrest warrant has been issued and charges filed against an employee of a vendor at the jail. 27-year-old Luis Quinones, a butler, an employee of Trinity Services Group. They provide food services for the Butler County Jail. He's facing charges including felony institutional sexual assault and also felony attempted sexual assault involving the two inmates who worked in the jail's kitchen. Attorney Michael Pizanchin represents John Doe 1 and John Doe 2 as they're being named, and he says the allegations are serious, and he says his clients are in need of help.
When these things happen, they affect people psychologically. And when they have the other issues going on that brought them there in the first place, they're more inclined to commit another crime. And when that happens, it's very expensive to house prisoners. And the fact about it is, you know, it would be beneficial for people such as this to get rehabilitation so that they get help that they need, not further hurt.
Pizanchin says the abuse of his clients, who are serving time after pleading guilty to burglary and drug possession, has been ongoing. KQV News Time is 4:14. We have sports news next.
Where will a new home take you?